Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lou and Steve show, Steve and Lou show. The phone number is 914-636-0110. We have a little technical difficulty in the engineer room there. So I got to wait for Nikki with what's going on inside here. I'm going to make a couple of announcements. Everybody, Dennis is back. Good morning, Westchester. Dennis is back from the Love Cruise. And I want to thank him personally and Miss Tawny for letting me do the show, me, Anthony, and Tom Ralph, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And that was very, very good experience to do that. You don't realize how tough that show is. It's not like it's a different format from doing a regular show here. And they earn it. I got to tell you the truth. You know, you got all these time slots you got to fill and everything. So kudos to Dennis and Miss Tawny. Great thing. And talk about Miss Tawny. Thank you, Tawny. She gave me a whole thing of fancy cupcakes with whipped cream and lemon flavor and cherries to bring home for me and my wife for birthdays. And Sir Richard Littlejohn made me and my wife a cake. And Sydney, I got to say one thing, man. I started choking up. Sydney gave me Mr. O'Shaughnessy's Yankee coat. And that was unbelievable. Well, I'm wearing it now. This is Mr. O's coat.
So, it's a beautiful coat.
Yeah, so this was Mr. O'Shaughnessy's coat. So that was an honor. And I just got to say, I haven't taken it off since, to tell you the truth.
You're like a kid.
Yeah, I feel like a kid. All right, everybody, the phone number, like I said, 914-636-0110. Steve, you want to say something?
No, we discussed before the show our roadmap. Let's get started.
All right, I'm going to start off. I have to mention this because it's bothering me. This whole Orchard Beach thing. I'm gonna say a couple of words, and I'm going to hand it over to Steve. Let's, a half a mile from Orchard Beach is Pelham Manor Estates. You have houses, mansions there. These people are anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000 in taxes these people are paying in that area. You're going to put 1,000 men in a barracks type of situation. That's not even until they get to the families. Then later on, families and kids. That's number two. Where are the kids going to go to school? Pelham Bay? City Island? Pelham? New Rochelle? That's number two. Number three, one big place right next door is City Island. People come from all over on weekends to visit the restaurants and walk along City Island Boulevard. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're going to kill the restaurants? You're going to kill the tourism in that whole area? It don't make sense at all to me where they put this thing. I would have did Randall's Island, where the Cosmos used to have the soccer tournaments there years ago. It's a training ground for the fire department, the sanitation department. I would have did it there because it's in two bodies of water. It's underneath the Triborough Bridge. The way they are now, they can walk out from the complex at Orchard Beach there, and a half a mile down the road, you're in New Rochelle. This whole thing doesn't make sense to me at all. Steve?
Lou, I agree with you to a point, but I have to tell you, if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense halfway or three-quarter. I think it's a disgrace. I think we're inflicting the national conversation, or thanks to President Biden, the national confusion over immigration. Let's face it, Biden and Harris make believe things are fine at the border. As long as they're spilling into a conservative Republican state like Texas, Lou, you know they've been turning their heads, blinking an eye, and making believe there's not a problem. When they started floating in visibly, Lou, to Democrat states, New York, California, and of course, with the Republican antics with the bus, that was underhanded, sly, and sneaky. And I think it was absolutely appropriate, Lou, if this were a Republican federal administration inflicting immigration uncontrolled, unacknowledged on a Democrat, they'd be playing tricks too. And I'd say they are right. But I will tell you, your criticism is true and valid. City Island is no place to put it. Orchard Beach, Lou, I've been going there for years. To me, that is the Riviera of the Bronx. It's a beautiful space, Lou. I know you've been there. But
if you're from the Bronx, you hung around Section 13 when I was a kid. I still remember.
I believe it. Well, I've been there in recent years, Lou, and I have to tell you, hats off to the city of New York and all Democrat mayors, whoever's running it, the Parks Commissioner and the administrators and bureaucrats are doing the job, Lou. The place is well swept. The parking lot is neat. The basketball courts and handball courts are in beautiful shape. They could use more services. Doesn't have a lot of attractions. But why sacrifice, Lou, a blue-collar or middle to lower-middle-class vacation spot, Lou, and getaway? Why put it on their backs to the confused immigration story of the Biden administration? You know what's going to happen, Lou? If people of the Bronx, Lower New Rochelle, and Pelham Manor don't raise their voices, there's going to be a broader and greater distribution, Lou. How's this for your nightmares? Glen Island? Ward Acres? Use your imagination. If we don't raise our voices and say enough is enough, who's the council person next to that area? We have to address her or him and get our voices going, or we're going to be overrun.
Steve, they're talking about single men just for now, then later on families. Where are the kids going to go to school? That's an issue nobody's talking about. Where are they going to go to school? Pelham Manor schools can never handle it because they don't have space or whatever. And there's only one school and one high school, and it's a small school system there. Where are they going to come?
You raise the point validly. Where is the real estate industry? Do they not have a voice? They have a right to be heard. Yes, they're looking out for their economic interest, but who isn't? They're looking out for their clients and their towns. The real estate board of Westchester, or whatever the equivalent, New Rochelle, White Plains, Scarsdale, Yorktown, and the rest should be raising their voices because their communities next will be victimized. This is no way to handle the immigration problem.
This was done all wrong in my eyes. I'm sorry. I think that, you know, you look what's going on here, and it's crazy. It's crazy. Like I said, the school systems, the restaurants in City Island, you're a mile away, a mile and a half away from New Rochelle. And what you just mentioned, too, people coming down to Glen Island. What's next, Glen Island? They say, well, you know, Glen Island is closed from Labor Day to Memorial Day. So we could build a little section right there.
Oh, don't play
and they to ease it a little.
Lou, I can tell you, when I had my business in the Bronx nearly two decades ago, we used to entertain visitors from out of town. We had salesmen, suppliers. We even had the rep from Office Depot, one of our customers, visit the Bronx. We took her out to lunch at City Island. She couldn't believe she was in the Bronx. She says, this looks like what New England is supposed to be. She was from Florida. She didn't know. What are they going to do when they see these pup tents and party tents erected on City Island?
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. You know, it's not planned right. That's the best I could put it. It's not planned at all right or whatever. And they have to look at this whole thing, this whole picture, and redo this because it doesn't make any sense because you're going to kill neighborhoods. And then what happens to the people that are in these camps, these tent camps, as they want to call them? They're going to find out, you know what, I can go to Home Depot in New Rochelle. They hire day laborers. So they're going to walk from City Island,
very true,
from Orchard Beach to Home Depot and say, look to work or whatever like that, $100 a day, $150 a day, whatever they're going to get or whatever. They're going to love this or whatever like that as soon as they find out they get hired over there. So it's going to be more people like day laborers in the streets there and disrupting the customers at Home Depot, coffee cups, garbage all laying around. It's not planned. No, I'm serious,
I agree,
Steve.
I'm
serious.
I'm laughing out of desperation, Lou. What do you do when these gentlemen, and I'm using it advisedly, these are working class people, mostly, we know, mostly decent people who want to work. There's no question about it. What do they do when they want to take a shower? They're going to build showers for them?
Well, they're doing everything. They're putting a whole big food complex there. Then I heard something today. This really got me. Mayor Adams wants to rent a cruise ship and dock it in Staten Island and whatever, and these people go right live on the cruise ship with the food and everything on the cruise ship for these people. Are you kidding me? Are you got to be kidding me? I mean, what are you going to get? Unbelievable.
Property values is not a dirty word, not a dirty phrase.
All right, that's the music. I'm told we finally got it to work now, but we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Show me what she
thinking of a sweet romance. there's always something happening on Westchester's Hometown Forum. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. Steve and 914-636-0110. I'm told Joanne's on the line. Hello, Joanne.
Yes, hi. I don't know what's happening because I was cut off a few times. Could you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Thank you, Joanne. And thank you for thank you for the birthday gift, Joanne. Can you hear me?
Hello? Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's going on. If you can hear me.
Nick, lower that. All right. Nikki did an intro for your little Queenie.
How funny. I didn't even hear because I turned the radio down in the car. In the car because it's pouring rain. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm on the phone, though. You could hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Perfect. Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Before you get started, thank you for the gift.
Oh, sure. Yeah, even though it was the wrong thing. But okay. So anyway, yes. Hi, you guys. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Great. And yourself?
I'm good, thanks to Lou, and I'm just so angry about, just two things I will say, okay. And it's about City Island, but the first thing I must say is, the show before you with Chartok, and you can't call in because it's in Albany?
Yes.
Whatever you call that.
Well, it's recorded, too. It's not necessarily live.
It's a pre-recorded show.
Yes, it's pre-recorded, and they said, in fact, they're from Albany. You know what? Yeah. I have to tell you that I just think that show is disgraceful. Because first of all, with Trump, and it was not a stolen election, and it was most certainly an insurrection, and it was, I mean, you know, their facts are like, I don't know, they're just not adding, they don't add up to our facts, but they're calling us, let's see, what is the word they used? Not a bunch of dummies, but in essence, that's what it was, what they were saying. I forgot the exact word they used.
Was that today?
Just before you guys. Yes. Just before you guys, it was on.
I've heard them before. And though they're smart people, and the professor, he's been doing it for a long time. I think their voice should be heard. But I got to tell you, the political bent there is one way only.
Oh, my God, it's one way. It is really disgusting because they said, are you kidding me? Who's going to come out? They left and they said, who's going to come out and vote for Trump and for Dr. Oz? Are they kidding me? Really? He's a fine person, that guy, and he's a very brilliant guy.
You see how subtle that is?
Dr. Oz.
Trump and Dr. Oz, they link you. You can't even have an independent place there.
Exactly. And I don't know why. Listen, they don't like Trump. They don't like a lot of things about Trump, but Trump kept his place in order. Come on. This is a disgrace. And he was not a dumb guy at all. A guy that has accomplished what he did in life is not dumb at all. And he's, you know what? He's well schooled. So they don't know that.
Joanne, I want to ask you a question. What do you think about this City Island, Orchard Beach, which is only about a half a mile, three quarters of a mile from your house.
We have other callers. I'm just encouraging.
Okay, yes, I know. And I wanted to address that because I'll tell you the truth. I'm scared. Then they don't want you to carry this or that. Well, shotguns you don't need a permit for. And guess what? I'm getting mine ready. I'm going to put it right by the window because the back of my complex, which is the first complex that you come to on Pelham Road, I look at when the leaves go away and it looks like woods, I look at all the Pelham Manor homes. The yards are tremendous. You know, it's beautiful.
Of course.
That, you know, maybe they'll go there. But this is assuming that, you know, had a very good show, Ardina and whomever. She's got about two other guys with her.
Yes.
Ardina something this afternoon. But they didn't even address they said, like, the poor migrants. I mean, you know, first of all, like Vin said in the morning, they're migrants, yes. But you know what? Guess what? They're illegal aliens, okay? And they are. Hate to say it, but that's what they are, in fact.
Yeah, but you know what, Joanne? If you look at this economy, you look at the stock market, you look at gas prices, you go to the supermarket, you look at the way prices are. How can we handle 2 million people in this country illegally? They're getting these things on the arm. They're going to build a, they're putting a cruise ship in Staten Island to house these people on with food or whatever like that. I can't afford to go on a cruise or whatever. It's ridiculous what's going on.
And 20 hours of buses, not 24, but 20 hours of buses to wherever. Now, they jump on the bus, they jump to all our communities. Listen, this is assuming that would happen, but it's a very smart assumption, isn't it? Because of the fact that they have, I mean, come on, we don't know who they are or what they are, and it's a proven fact, and they're 1,000 being housed over there.
Enough to say they're unvetted. And if you want to be sensitive about your terminology, I know you're not supposed to say illegal aliens anymore. Let me tell you, I heard a quote from President Clinton. It had to be, what, 20 years ago or 18, 19 years ago? He used those specific words to describe the unlawful entry by undocumented aliens, but he used the plain, blunt term, illegal aliens. He wasn't kidding around. He was serious.
All they have to do is enforce the law that's in the books now, Steve.
Absolutely.
That's all they have to do. Enforce the laws that's in the books, and we wouldn't be in this problem.
Exactly. But listen, just all we have to do is look at the muggings and the rapings and women and of just everything. And then they're going to wander on our streets. Now, you know they are. I mean, they're not promising them jobs. Are they really going to go out looking for
jobs? Joanne, let's admit it. This is the result of sanctuary policies, which is the rule in most communities, Lou, Joanne, in this area. And I can just tell you, if by some act of international or intergalactic intervention, Republicans win a major election in New York State, Lou, you can imagine the sanctuary policies they'll be adopting. Some of the kooks, such as free to carry firearms without permits. This is where lawlessness goes. When you don't enforce immigration laws, then the other side could fail to enforce common sense gun control.
Laws are made to put in there to help things out. You got to enforce the laws that are on the books now. All right, Joanne, thank you so much.
You know what? Exactly. Okay. Oh, you're getting rid of me.
No, I'm not getting rid of you, but the engineer's just telling me we got three callers backed up.
I know. I love to listen. I'll be listening.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye.
All right, let's get to the next caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
How you doing?
Okay, I think you guys have been snookered. The whole concept of setting up the tents in Orchard Beach is to get normal folks angry. You're a racist. You don't want these people. You hate them. And I think you have gone for this thing amazingly. And this is, to me, completely planned. Completely. This is the reaction they want. They want to stir up a little neighborhood that's isolated. No matter how angry they get, it doesn't spread too much. And if it spreads to New Rochelle. How perfect is that?
Hey, Bruce, someone answer your question.
I think
Bruce.
This is intentional.
Bruce, let me just one quick question. I don't know if you know the neighborhood, but it's very interesting. It seems to be aimed at Pelham, but also New Rochelle, too.
But Bruce and Steve, here's the thing. These people in these mansions, some of them are paying $100,000 a year in taxes. I'm paying that kind of money. My quality of life should be a lot better. I shouldn't have people worrying about people wandering in my neighborhood if I'm paying that kind of taxes. I mean, not for nothing. There's people in that are pitched out in tents in San Francisco, but Nancy Pelosi's house, she has 24 around-the-clock police presence.
Lou, Bruce, I'll volunteer this. That's a great cause if you're paying high taxes, but I'll tell you, if you're a renter and you're a decent person, which is what most of the renters in New Rochelle are, they're paying their rent on time. They shouldn't have this inflicted on them any more or less than a rich taxpayer in a richer village than New Rochelle.
I agree.
But that doesn't stop it from being intentional. This is not something that, whoopsie-poopsie, they put the tents in the wrong part of the city. This is where they wanted the tents. This is a reaction they're getting. This is a reaction they wanted. They wanted anger. They wanted fear. They wanted everybody to be up in arms because they want to divide the country.
Well,
it's
Bruce,
not a melting pot
How could neighbors of such a setup not be up in arms? If they put this on the west side of Central Park, you don't think those Upper West Side leftists would be objecting too?
Look, it's only a matter of time, but I lost about two sentences because the phone went dead again. So just FYI to Nikki, okay?
Okay, Bruce, anything else?
No, that's it. You guys have a great show. Keep listening.
Point made.
Thank you, Bruce.
We're not going along, though.
We got to go.
Bruce, I'm promising you, though, we're fighting, at least with our voices.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm told, though, we have a break, so we'll be right back after this break.